Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher?
Yep.
Why do you use a plumber?
Because my shit's always clogged the toilet.
What do you love to build?
I love to build strong relationships with all the Be A Man fans because they're all fucking nuts and I love you all.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Instruction guys.
Oof.
Backbone of America.
That's true. Me, myself, I'm what they call poison fisted.
Tonzo's a construction guy.
That's right, man. Rugged fucking prick you are.
He lost a thumb in action.
Yeah, it was by choice, not by a fucking, like, I didn't go to school for it. It's not what I wanted to do. It's what I ended up doing.
It's manly. It's a manly thing.
To lose your thumb?
Yeah. You don't have to go to the school for that.
Can you show us the stubby nubby, please?
Yeah, you can't really tell.
Yeah, you
that,
can tell it's nubble.
Went right back to work the same day. You didn't give a fuck. Oh, I see. It's a good fucking digit.
It's a good chunk.
Yeah.
And the story about how it didn't get cut right off. It just shredded like a fucking piece of hamburger.
Ooh.
God.
Yeah, it was like fucking sticking a fucking sausage in a wood.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't.
Oh, really?
I did not.
Fucking
I have a great fucking threshold for fucking pain, obviously.
Yeah, good. Sure. Proud of you. Yeah, me, myself, when it comes to construction, I'm fucking poison fisted. Nothing comes easy to me.
I'm average.
Average?
Yeah, I'm very average.
I can maybe try something. Like a guy like Tonzo could do the job literally a half hour. Yeah. It may take me literally 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
With trial and error. I'll get it, maybe. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of pain involved.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can paint. I can fucking do shit like that. Pretty good. Yeah.
I don't paint.
I mean,
at this point, I've lost all my muscle memory for all that shit. So it takes me just as long as everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I can do shit. I can do a little bit of, you know, cutting and banging and shit like that.
Yeah.
But nothing like too fancy.
No measuring and
no like
math.
Mr. Monday, my brother's a big construction guy. So when I built houses, we always built the decks together, the front and back, me, him, and my cousin. And I was just kind of like a lumper. You know, they do all the cutting and measuring. I just take the wood and know where I had to put it, hammer it in.
Right.
At a big, huge hammer like this.
Oh, shit.
Fucking like a boom.
It's if
like
I a had a bat. Fucking hammer.
Boom. Right. And, you know, I always made an office in my basement. So I put the studs up into the concrete with the nail gun and shit.
Yeah.
Have it all, you know, what's a 16 on center?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I, do that. And then they come in and I insulate it. And then, you know, they'd come in and hang the drywall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So you did your
job. Yeah, a little, you know, could put a drop ceiling in. I can put these in here.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, those are a pain in the balls.
I'm currently in the midst of a beef with a contractor I hired to build a deck at my house.
Oh, yeah?
I hired him, get this, in March, okay?
No.
Never finished. We end up having a beef. It's still going to this day.
Oh.
Irish guy from Ireland.
Was that the accident?
Well, no.
The flood? Something different?
No, it's different. So I hired a guy in March to build a fucking deck, right?
Yep.
He fucking talked a hell of a ball game. The pictures he sent, if they're his, they look pretty good. Nice personality. Text in early May going, we'll be done next week. We'll be done tomorrow. We'll be done, you know, like in May. Here we are. What is this? Fucking September?
Yeah.
You were never high on the guy at first. You liked him.
At first, I liked him. Turned on him drastically.
So did he do enough money? Did you pay him for the whole thing?
I paid him like an idiot for the whole thing.
How much?
But he claims yesterday, I said, because I don't know if we're headed for a showdown. I don't know what's going to happen. He tried to intimidate me. What fucking contractor, the day you hire him, goes like this? I had a homeowner give me shit. I threw him down on the fucking ground.
Oh, tough guy, huh?
He tells me that right off the fucking bat. With a smiley face and his Irish accent.
Setting the tone.
That won't be happening here.
Oh, good.
You know what I mean? Whether you're big or stronger, it doesn't matter. In the long run, unless you kill me, I'm going to win this battle.
Exactly.
I win in the end.
Yes.
Whether I do it or somebody else does it. So the motherfucker just yesterday go like this. Motherfucker, you pay me $1,000 or else we go to the next step.
Oh,
he wrote back, and I thought he was going to want to fight me. He goes, I'll send you 500 this week and 500 next week. We'll see if he sends it. Fucking weirdo, man.
He said that. You say he's going to send you 1,000.
He says he's going to send me 500 this week and 5 next week. I says, I want to get somebody to finish the fucking job. What? I go, what have
I ever done? You call him a motherfucker?
Oh, yeah.
On the text stuff.
On the text. I says, why? And I've said it to him in person on the phone. I go, why are you treating me like a motherfucker? What is wrong with you? How dare you do this to me? Yeah. I thought you liked me. I liked you at first. How the fuck do you treat a customer like this?
You know, a lot of these guys are so busy, they go on to the next biggest thing.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah, yep. So of course.
I caught him in a fucking lie, several, right?
Yeah.
This man legitimately has said, get this, the wife's uncle died in Georgia. He had to go with her. He bought a puppy. They had to get the puppy. This one died sick. I swear to God, my wife's got diverticulitis. Just when you think there's no way he can offer another excuse, he hit you with another. All preposterous.
Yeah.
No shame. Just keep coming.
So how much did you pay? How much did you pay him for the whole job?
He got fucking $8,000.
$8,000? Yeah. And how much did he do?
He did 99% of it. A lot of stuff that's there was supposed to be redone because it looked like a fucking brain dead person did it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the guy's mentally ill and really has no skills.
He got all his money, so when he comes back, his thinking is, I'm going to go back and finish up and I'm not getting paid.
He's unmotivated. So I told him, I go, you're disincentivized.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
cocksucker.
That's always the tricky thing with paying for everything.
You ain't
going to
come back and throw you down, huh?
No. Because I told him I have the power of the fucking airwaves. As you know, we reach millions of people on this podcast. And the fucking guy, right? He thought he was going to fucking intimidate me with violence.
Yeah, okay.
He told me he was a fucking underground boxer in Europe. I swear to God.
How's his face look?
Like a fucking meatball.
A little banged up.
Didn't look too banged up. He was squat. I already had the plan of how to
underground fighter. No matter how good you are, your face is going to be banged up.
Yeah, right. He didn't look too banged up.
You know what I'm saying?
He said 38 countries. He went around fucking having these bare knuckle brawls. Fat fuck limping around my driveway with a knee brace. So I'm already planning the bout. I'm going like this. I'm going to give him a straight karate kick to the fucking bad knee.
Yeah.
And on the way down, I'm going to hit him with fucking uppercuts.
Yeah. Ask him if those fights will help him against a bullet. You know?
Yeah, my whole thing is, even though I'm full of shit, I'm going to go, you never met anybody like me, motherfucker. You think this is all right? You don't know who you are fucking with.
You fucking fight underground in some streets of Somerville.
That's right. Like I'm afraid of anybody. I don't give a fucking bigger.
Good.
And I may lose. Probably will.
Yeah.
But it ain't over.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, you get that fucking rage inside
you. I got it.
Yeah.
I can't be defeated or humiliated.
Good.
Without a fight, anyway.
I will not
take a
loss.
Oh, I might be, but I'm going to put up my dukes. Right?
So, Tonzo, when did you decide to become a contractor? Like, out of necessity, you said?
Yeah, it was
Did you have a wood shop and all that in high school?
Yeah, and I fucking sucked at it.
Got some training there, no?
Yeah, I sucked at it. Fucking, did you guys fucking do wood shop?
I saw it. I didn't do it. My school had it, but I wasn't part of
it. Yeah, I had it. I remember the one thing I made was like a little thing, you know, shaped like this. And you had two of them, you nail it together, and then you had like the little shelves like a corner thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made that for my mother. Painted it like an aqua blue or something. Nice. That was like a present. I mean,
I
made.
I think I made it was a little desk clock. And you had to put the fucking clock part back, and it had a pen holder.
Yeah, they always had, like, you know, had you doing a project.
Yeah. It's a good manly skill to be able to fucking use tools and be, you know what I mean, right? Be that guy, at least do your own thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I won't lie. It's great that I have, like, these skills to, like, essentially when I do get to the point where, like, I get a house, I'll be able to do all the fucking work.
Yeah, right.
Even though I'm not going to want to.
And there's but if you have your own house, there's no hurry.
Yeah.
That's a good, there's no deadline. I mean, when you get to it, you get to it.
But the main thing is that I'm, like, glad I have the skills for, like, the emergency repairs.
Of course.
Because that's when
if you can't do it, you know the people that do it, because you know all the people in the field.
Yeah. But that's when they really fuck you, when, like, fucking, like, John, didn't you have some sort of fucking, like, emergency with plumbing?
Yes. Yeah, I had to call a guy. Anytime you had to call guys repeatedly. Yeah, we had the plumbing scenario. Mm. And the house is now fucking down to the, the studs.
Oh, good.
For 3 months in the kitchen.
Oh, God.
It's fucking brutal. We can't get it.
Is that a whole nother story with a different contractor?
That's a whole different story. Yeah.
With a different contractor.
No, there's no contractor yet.
No, you're dealing with the insurance. You're dealing with the insurance.
Still dealing
company.
With him. Right. We got a guy in the wings to do the work, but it was not fully coordinated yet. You know what I mean? But all these battles were having concurrently. I was fighting a two-fronted war. The deck guy and the fucking kitchen disaster.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. Yeah, so your wife's up there stuck in all day with the kids, right? She works out of the house.
Yeah, it's awful.
So she's living it 24/7.
Oh, it's brutal, man.
And I'd imagine that, like, I know because, like, I've worked in, like, a lot of homes and stuff where you're there for 2 or 3 months and you're basically a part of these people's lives. Right, like, right. You got all your shit set up in the kitchen and you're fucking... And we always went to the outer extremes to make sure that, like, the job site was, like, if you were staying there and living in the house, that it was immaculate when we fucking left. No. And we, you know, made sure we fucking, we had a Swiffer on the truck. We made sure we do the fucking floors on the way out. Like, everything was fucking, like, nice and clean.
Professional. I heard that about you guys.
But then also, just getting in and getting the fuck out of there is so fucking important to, like, you know, to being a successful carpenter. Like, these people, that's what happened is, it, like, people, they end up fucking staying and milking these jobs for a fucking career. And it's like, dude, it shouldn't take you fucking 4 months to do a fucking kitchen.
Yeah, and if you're busy enough, you got to get to the next job anyways.
Yeah.
And you don't want the people up your ass.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
When you're fucking there doing work, to get the family there, whatever, kids.
My wife blames me because I'm gregarious and I become a little friendly with the contractors. That's why they take advantage of you. You're too nice to them. You act like you're fucking buddies. I go, don't give me that shit. I just acted fucking normal.
Did you get something in writing with the Irish guy?
Yeah.
You signed the contract?
And, I was going to take him to fucking small claims court and then fucking shred him on fucking reviews online. Yeah. And that was going to be my...
Did you tell him? You threatened him with that?
I told him way back when. If he didn't come up with that solution yesterday with the money...
Yeah.
I was going to fucking attack
him. So you're happy with the grant?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, all things considered.
He's going to pay and you're happy. So.
But you know something? A couple, 2-3 years from now, we'll see what happens to him.
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't fucking over if you're listening.
You have two bad knees.
I saw that bad fucking knee. I have a whole, I told you, I got the whole fucking strategy.
Size you up on a fucking second, motherfucker.
Fucking jerk. Yeah, last guy I worked for, he asked me how I was going to do this. I said, never mind. And I grabbed him by the fucking neck and threw him on the ground.
Yeah, okay, pal.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, tough guy. I mean, a story like if he said the last guy fucking came at me because we were arguing about the price, you could believe it. Guy asked a simple question like that and he threw him down.
Yeah. He goes, what are you
doing? Have another fucking shot of whiskey, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, what are you doing it like that for? He was like, don't fucking question me.
Yeah.
Tough guy.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the mistake a lot of people make, though, when they hire these people that are going to be in their houses for extended periods of time. They're like, oh, you know, he's a really nice, like, outgoing guy. You kind of don't want that. You kind of want the guy that's like the carpentry nerd that's just there to do the job and get the fuck out. The guy that's fucking not there to fucking socialize. Kibitz. The only time he talks to you is when he asks you a question of something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
That's a good contractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want to be kibitzing with the fucking guy.
No.
You know?
Was your old man handy?
Oh, no. Fucking the opposite. He had all kind of tools, but he'd give them to my brother to use. He couldn't even use a fucking screwdriver. He was worse than me. My brother lived upstairs. He was super fucking handy, natural, mechanic, carpenter, all by himself somehow. Both my brothers. The same way, me and the opposite.
Yeah, see, my old man was pretty handy. He had me and my brother, like, go down the basement in East Boston. I remember we had the big fucking stone... foundation, right? Give us like a 2x4 and a bunch of nails. Say, yeah, just have us hammer fucking nails into the 2x4. Just
he
like,
instilled it.
It was like a, you know, like a game.
Yeah.
You know, but he also like, I know he did like a lot growing up. When we lived in East Boston, he put new cabinets in and he had like plywood and he did the floor over. He had plywood he had to make cuts on. So he had two sawhorses, but he had to have my brother sit on one side and me on the other. And when he got to the end, he'd say, okay, be careful, because when he got to the end, we fell down.
Yeah.
You had to jump at the end.
I mean, But, you know, having the fucking saw and stuff, you know, could have been a little dangerous.
Yeah, I'll say.
He built like furniture, like tables, like this.
I'm impressed.
He went to some classes.
That's legit.
built decks.
Wow.
You know, he built decks. He was pretty, I don't know, he went to college for a couple of years. Yeah, I mean, he went to trade school, but he knew. He was a good carpenter.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm a Mickey Mouser. You know, it's funny. If I see a problem, you look at it, you survey it, you go, I know what I'll do. I'll Mickey Mouse it. When you know damn well, if you spend the extra 10 minutes YouTubing, whatever, you could do it non-Mickey Mouse, do it the right way.
Yeah.
But I go, not me.
Jerry,
I'm going to take this shortcut, and every fucking time, do I not take it up the ass? Yeah. Of course I do. Does it go wrong? Absolutely. You do that?
I mean, I don't really, I don't have to deal with that much now, but I mean, back when I owned houses and stuff, all the stuff on YouTube wasn't prevalent.
Right.
I would use it now if I had to worry about it, but now where I am, I don't.
I'll tell you the fucking true story, right? So we got a nice big shed up there. One of the storms, a fucking branch went right through the fucking thing, made a hole in the roof. So help me God, to this, on the backside of the shed so the people don't see it, I have an umbrella through the hole opened. I swear to God.
It works,
attached
right?
to the fucking hook inside the shed so it doesn't blow away. Been there for years. Not one fucking drop of water That's comes beautiful. In the shed.
Beautiful.
That's what I call an effective Mickey Mouse session.
Yeah,
it works.
Hell yeah.
I ain't going to climb up there with a fucking shingle and do all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Flex Seal. Fuck you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, how about that guy, the fucking Flex Seal
He's
guy?
He's dead, right?
No, is he? Is that short little prick?
No.
I think the guy that died that was on
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays.
Oh, him, yeah. The Flex Seal guy. What did he invent the fucking thing? He's all over that commercial.
Oh, yeah. He fucking loves it.
He made a fucking boat. He put the foam in the fucking screen. He went for a boat ride. That's
unbelievable, right?
I was hoping he fucking sank.
He probably did. They don't show you that one. No. They don't show you that.
Although, you know, somebody had some water coming through the fucking porch, you know, small roof. I went upstairs and Flex Sealed the fuck out of it.
Nice.
It did work.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know? How about the guys at work? You know, we got all of a sudden we're into the fall almost, right? How about the guys around here in New England that got to work outside in construction?
Working in the elements.
Oh, yeah. God. Fucking.
No thanks.
Ooh. I'm a pussy, you see, man. You see the smart contractors are doing all the outside work now, and they got all their inside work lined up.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it doesn't always fucking pan out that way. And fucking, I've had to spend fucking winters working outside.
Yeah,
and, you know,
horrible.
You do the, we used to call it the big top, where you'd fucking, you'd build out from the structure and fucking drape huge tarps fucking have the propane heaters going in and shit like that. But that was like the best case scenario. But
it's
you
miserable.
Were still just like three layers of fucking sweatshirts and vests and a winter coat.
Yeah.
Fucking freezing all fucking day.
No
it's
thanks.
Miserable working.
I'm an aristocrat. I don't do that shit, man.
Well, our age, I mean.
You know? Yeah.
The younger you can tolerate it.
Right. Beside that bald-headed fucking motherfucker who fucked up my deck. I've had a bad history of hiring sketchy people to do jobs at my house. You know what I mean? Like a guy who looks like they're holding a sign in front of Walmart going, we'll do work at your house for a fucking dollar. They're one step removed from that. I get them.
Like the guys out by Home Depot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had a guy, get this. He came to fucking do the mantle at the fireplace.
Yep.
Skinny. His name was Skinny. Right off the bat, you know there's a problem. I go, what's your real name? He goes, everybody calls me Skinny. I said, okay. All right, Skinny. Fucking drunk or on drugs, so help me God. 2 weeks, 3 weeks after he finished the job, he called me fucking incoherent, asking me if I knew anybody that can do a hit on his stepmother in Somerville. So help me God. I go, what?
How long ago was this?
About 5 years ago.
No shit.
Skinny, yeah. He wanted to know if I could have a fucking hit done on his fucking stepmother.
You could.
Sorry.
He knows who to go to.
He goes, I did the mantle of your house. Now you're from Somerville. I go, what the fuck? These are the people I get.
Be a man. Experience!
That was what I didn't like about the carpentry was that, like, if we were building something from the ground up, that was fun and that was good. But 9 times out of 10, our job was fixing somebody else's fuck ups.
Yeah. How about when you go in to do a job and say you're ripping out you're putting like new walls and you rip it out and then you go inside and all the fucking 2x4s have rotted and you run into more money, you got to go to the customer and tell them it's going to be another $3,000. We found this problem.
Oh, yeah.
And you they think they're getting fucked. Right? And they always say, you're fucking me now, right?
Yeah. How about as far as a lot of contractors bad-mouthing each other's work?
Oh yeah, that's
that goes on, right? In undercutting people, knowing that someone did a bid somewhere, they'll go find out what the bid is and go underneath.
Yeah, and a lot of people will undercut other contractors solely for spite.
Yeah.
I'll take a fucking $3,000 fucking hit on this job or whatever just to fuck it to fucking Dougie Turbo down the street, you know?
Don't they usually say you should get 3 quotes and go with the middle one?
Yeah.
Isn't that the rule of thumb? You hear
something
that before?
Like that, yeah. I've heard
yeah,
that.
I don't know.
I've heard that. I know one thing. Whoever I go with, I'm getting fucked in the end.
Yeah.
It ain't going to work out for me.
DTA, don't trust anyone.
I really fucking don't, man.
You know?
You know, I never built anything with my broad. I mean, that's one of the things we talk about here. I see in the thing here. But I've put shit together with her.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. They're screaming at the top of our fucking lungs within 10 seconds.
I know.
Always. I started.
When I was married and even a couple of years ago when I had that fucking camper, we were doing shit in there screaming.
You fucking beef at each other?
It's my fucking camper.
Right.
Fucking tell me what to do. It's my fucking camper. Buy your own camper. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Any assembly, I will be screaming for the opening of the box going, motherfucker, what do you buy shit they're going to be put together for?
I'll
fucking buy it. Well, hang on, how much more it is? Come put together. I don't give a fuck. Just I'm not putting shit together.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I know.
When they show some fucking old lady on YouTube, it took her fucking 10 minutes. You go, yeah, okay. I've been here for 3 fucking hours over 2 days. It's bullshit.
How about arguing with your wife or your girlfriend about the? I built a couple of houses with mine when I was married.
Remember that?
And you know, then you have repairs and improvements, but the whole process. With everything, it was always huge fights with building the house, getting in there and doing shit.
Oh, like what you want to pick and all that shit?
Yeah, fucking humongous fights.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, this is the girl's job. It's the colors.
Yeah, so
like,
right now.
I got a voice in this.
Yeah.
I'm fucking paying for it.
You see, in this case here, when we do the remodel, she shows me. I go, do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, so, yeah, see. Maybe that's on me a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I could imagine that gets fucking crazy, like picking out tiles and fucking doing all that.
It's like fun because you see nice stuff, but it's just a matter of picking the right thing with the person. Yeah. You know, if you're going to have an opinion like I did, you know, picking out fixtures and shit, like everything is like picking out. You know?
Whatever she shows me, I go, that's great.
Yeah, well, see, you're smart. You're avoiding a lot of bullshit.
I don't even give a fuck. I'd rather sleep in the back of my Aztec anyway. I don't have it anymore. I miss it so much.
Is that still up there?
Oh, it's gone.
You got rid of it, huh?
The only car I ever shed a fucking tear when they hauled it away.
Poor guy.
I said, you served well.
Can you find another one
It was
online?
Like the fucking Luna module floating away in the fucking space. I saluted.
Did you go online?
I've looked.
Yeah, no.
And even those old shit boxes, they doubled in fucking price
really?
Too, wow. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, because of Breaking Bad.
Right. How about the guys on the high rise on the fucking beams that walk them fucking beams?
Steeplechases.
Right. I see they recreated the famous picture from the 20s or 30s.
Yeah, it says Essex in the back of the Essex Hotel or something.
Yeah, and they're sitting on the fucking beam eating lunch.
Yeah.
Now they did a modern version. Guys currently did it. They did it like last week or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah.
In New York?
I think so.
Because I think the original was New York, right?
Yeah. Empire State Building or whatever But sitting there in them fucking beams.
Yeah.
Eating lunch, talking like it's nothing.
What if a thunderstorm comes out of nowhere,
right.
40 mile an hour winds.
Fucking
and then and then there's one guy at the end. He's way the fucking end, right?
Yeah. He's got nowhere to go.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I could not see doing that for fucking minimum wage.
Oh, no. You know I sway and stagger.
Yeah.
I ain't walking no fucking beam.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was definitely I definitely spent some time on staging working fucking high up. And that's
it's no fun.
Yeah, and the
I
stuff
I hate heights.
I don't do heights.
Yeah.
The stuff that we worked on, it was safe, but it was shaky.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd be doing stuff and you're fucking 30 feet in the air and you're like fucking
no. Sucky as that is, the next suckiest thing would be highway nighttime construction job.
That's got to be one of the worst jobs ever.
Those guys make bank, though.
I did it one night. I told you, right? That story?
I think so, yeah.
It was fucking brutal.
Wait, you did it one night?
I was jackhammer man one night. One night I lasted.
Try doing a jackhammer for like 5 minutes if you've never
done
it
fucking,
before.
My body shook for 3 fucking days. I never touched one in my life, right?
Yeah.
So we get, you drive by them at night, you see, oh, this sucks, huh? Oof. Lo and behold, my father gets me a fucking job one night, or I go to do it. We were shoulder to shoulder, fucking 20 guys with jackhammers, the fucking sound with the mask. It was like 2 in the morning. Jackhammer, I was in hell. I thought I died and was in fucking hell. that once the jackhammering stopped around 3:30, you have to go on your hands and knees and rip out the rebar. I go, is this really how these fucking people live? This is their job? Next night I was driving in, bang the fucking U-turn and never returned.
I hope we got paid for that one day.
I had my father call and get the money. I was much too spineless.
Well, you see the guy. You see the guys that are on the highway working at night. I mean, a lot of them are. You know, they put the barrels out, and they, you wonder. You know, it's a. You know, you wonder why many of them getting picked off. You know,
fuck that.
Clipped. No shit. You hear about Stadies getting it a lot of time,
yeah.
Getting crashed into, but like you don't hear about the highway guys getting run over.
No, they don't care.
It's construction everywhere.
Right, always.
At night.
Well, they keep it perpetual because, you know, don't kill the job, as they say,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
keep
right.
The fucking wheels in motion of fucking stealing and...
Got to keep that infrastructure.
Right? The infrastructure.
Yeah, you know?
The infrastructure bill is being passed.
Yeah, it's crazy. But those guys make good money. They get the shift differential.
Yeah.
You know, depending on what they're doing. Some of those guys make big, big money.
They don't do overnights, do you?
No. Not that type of work.
I always thought it was funny that, like, all the different guys, they all have, like, different personalities. Like, plumbers, electricians.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, the best...
Electricians are a little eccentric, right?
Yeah, they are.
A little bit.
And a lot of them are loudmouths because they have to yell to each other in the house a lot when they're pulling wires and shit. So a lot of them are kind of, like, front and set of loudmouth type of guys. My favorite are fucking foundation guys. Those guys
foundation
party.
Guy.
Yeah.
Those guys, it's infamously known.
And slab. Foundations and slabs.
Yeah. It's infamously known that if you're getting a project done and you're getting your fucking foundation done, all on the outsides of those fucking forms is going to be fucking beer cans. They fucking drink on the job, and they drink like fucking fish, too. And every foundation I've ever seen poured.
The guy who did one of our foundations, real gruff kid, his fucking forearms are like this thick. He, after the foundation's in, you know, you have the spikes sticking out on the way up. He went to everyone banging them off. Boom.
Yep.
Boom. He's switching hands like everyone. Boom, boom.
Wow.
It's fucking huge. He played softball. He fucking used to kill the ball.
Because
he
had the fucking arms. Yeah. Yeah.
I had to do that as punishment when I was like my friend's father. He made me fucking. He got a foundation poured, whole new fucking house. I was out there. I did every single one of those fucking pins. Bing, bing. You gotta go one way, that way.
Yeah, sometimes they don't come off. You gotta fuck with them. Mm. You know.
Be a man.
Experience hotline.
Be a man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it. Have some balls. Send some fucking good ones in at 3 in the morning.
That's right.
When you're staggering up the stairs.
All right. So this first one is from an electrician, and this is our boy Dallas.
I'm an electrician. When I was an apprentice, my foreman sent me up into a drywall ceiling in a commercial kitchen to repair a light. It was a tight space, about 18 inches of clearance across drywall screws and metal channel. I was hungover and trusted the wrong fart. I didn't know what to do because my co-workers and boss were waiting directly under me. I shimmied my pants down far enough to get my knife and cut my painted boxers away. Then I used the clean portion to wipe. Then I cast the soiled undies into the darkness of the ceiling space, fixed the light, and worked the rest of the day commando like nothing happened.
Impressive.
That is fucking great.
Very impressive.
That is unbelievable. Just the
quick on his feet.
All this was happening above, away from everybody, this fucking drama.
And right? They couldn't smell it because heat rises.
Isn't that awesome?
Meanwhile, there's probably like some lady downstairs that's fucking making toast. She's got some coffee on, and fucking the guy's like slicing his fucking boxer shorts off with the fucking utility knife.
Somebody's going to do some work up there 20 years from now. Say, what the fuck happened here?
What do you say? Something like, I screwed it across drywall and channel. Like he was on a real fucking mission, like a Navy SEAL.
Yeah. There was a job site that we worked on where we were shitting in bags, and we were throwing the bags in the woods, And fucking, we were doing this probably for about a good month and a half. And then one day, I went to fucking throw the bag.
Ooh.
And I saw fucking like five or six people walking down there. And fucking, I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I stopped for a second and pulled the bag and waited. And then I was like, wait a second. And I looked down there. It was a fucking hiking trail.
Oh.
It was like a fucking, it was like a perfectly, like it was paved. And fucking, we were just throwing it into the woods. And fucking, we were stacking that fucking trail with fucking shit bags for months.
It's an honest mistake. You didn't mean it.
Yeah. All right. We have another one. This is from someone that worked in the Port Authority.
In the late 1990s, I took a job driving a Port Authority bus for a very short time. I always had the worst routes. These scumbags would always do a snatch and run with the transfer slips, which were in a plastic bag located near the till. One day I decided to get revenge by taking a shit in the transfer bag and wait. Well, it didn't take long for someone to take the bait. This douche got on the bus, grabbed the shit-filled bag, and ran off the bus. As he did, I caught him with the door and the bag smashed all over his chest. Don't think he knew what just happened, but I opened the door and he walked off smelling like my shit. I shut the door and drove off. Take a shit in a bag. Be a man.
Yes.
That's a good one. A barrel or a bag?
Oh, I love it. You shit in a barrel, right?
Yeah. I shit in a barrel. I shit in a fucking bag. Whatever.
I know I've asked you this many times. Do you put a baggie in the barrel before you shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And then you totally just
was paper. If I knew it was going to be solid, it'd be paper. If it's questionable, I'd use plastic.
You ever shit in a litter box in a pinch?
Like I'd like
cat,
to.
A cat box?
Tonto does.
See, I loved shitting in the bag just because it kind of gave you, it felt crazy, like, because I would shit in a bag standing up.
It was liberating.
I would straddle the bag standing up, and I would just let it dump out. So wow. I was pissing and shitting at the same time in this bag. It's kind of a fucking rush.
I've shit all over the place, as you all know, except I've never shit in a bag.
Oh.
Ever.
You just like shit next to a dumpster, right?
I like shitting outside, as
you like
know.
Going next to a dumpster, though.
I do.
Take a dump by a dumpster.
That's
be a
the
man.
Preferred spot because you can usually find a dark corner
where
you're invisible to the road. But sometimes I have shit with cars going right past me. I don't care.
Hey, when you got to go, you got to go.
No, because one time I was at a drive-thru and, at Dunkin' Donuts. The dumpster's just right over there. I know some people could see me. Do you think I cared? No. I didn't give a fuck. I had to go.
Be a man. Experience.
Yeah, so I'm the black sheep of my family for many reasons. Many reasons, but one of them being I'm not good in construction like my brothers. And my old man, how he was good.
My two brothers, great in construction. I suck.
I mean, I know enough to be dangerous in some things, but a lot of things I'm totally lost.
Yeah. I'm not a tradesman. You know what I mean? I'm more of a critical, deep thinking type.
You're a white collar guy.
White collar.
Yeah.
Yes, that's me.
I'm a blue collar guy, but white collar mentality.
You are, yes, exactly.
See, I'm blue collar, but I'm also fucking lazy. I have a lot of talents, a lot of things that I can fucking do, but I'm lazy. I don't want to build a house. I don't want to do this. I'd rather pay somebody else to fucking do it.
Right? Yeah,
exactly.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.